inspired by Paul from Omani Blog, here is my contribution to a better world of understanding. For a long time, I've realized that there are six different ways that we can relate to people that I don't think is even given a great deal of thought. And they go from probably the most perverse way that you can deal with people through to the best way. And I think it's relevant to having a society that is better at understanding each other and having more empathy towards how other people live their life. And it's based really on these six concepts. And we'll start with the worst, which is contempt. You all understand what contempt is, where you've got no time for anybody and treat them so incredibly badly that you probably don't even think that their life is worth living. The second is pity, which is only marginally better. It's a level of superiority over somebody else because they have such a tough life that you feel so much better that you might allow them to have the crumbs from your table. The third is indifference, where you just don't care either way. It's irrelevant where they are in your life. You have scant regard for them either way. Then you move on to the more interesting ones. Number four, which is one that a lot of people think is a very positive trait, but when you actually stop to think it through, it isn't. And that's sympathy. Sympathy is a bit of a nasty one because, sure, you might actually feel a great deal for the other person, but you pay a huge price yourself. You take on their pain and suffering, and you suffer yourself. And it doesn't have any great benefits for either of you. And then we move into a wonderful trait, a trait called empathy, whereby you can relate to somebody else and what they're going through, but you realise it's their lot in life. And if, but for the grace of God, as the saying goes, that could be you. Empathy is something that I think we could do with a lot more in life, in our societies, to empathise with the way other people are doing their life, the situations that have led them to their actions, good and bad, would be a wonderful thing if we could have more of, because then you can cut people a lot of slack when they do some really appalling things. And it gives you an opportunity to not be judgmental of what they're going through, but understand that this is just their lot, good and bad. And the last, I can do empathy quite well, I think. But the last I work hard on trying to do more of, and that is compassion. Compassion is what I call empathy with action, where you can relate to somebody else. You can understand that this is their lot in life. You don't buy into their emotional state, so you don't suffer yourself. But where appropriate, you act and do something good for them from time to time, where you help somebody out if they need it. And also, when you're doing it tough yourself, you allow other people to help you because you have compassion that they want to look after you and you can understand what it's like to be on the other side. I think if we had more empathy and compassion in our societies, we would be far less judgmental and far more ready to help people. Now, that's my own personal philosophy that I've thought through and I think something I work diligently towards, and I constantly see mention of empathy and compassion as being positive things in our society, and a lot of people strive more and more towards it. Even the Dalai Lama says that having more compassion in our societies would be a good thing. But the reason I've mentioned this to you today, dear Audioboo listener, is just this morning I was listening to an episode of All in the Mind on ABC Radio National here in Australia, and it was a particularly, it's the latest at the moment. And this podcast episode is all about compassion and the neurology of compassion and the benefits of compassion, not only for those who are on the receiving end of compassion, but also those who give compassion. And I would suggest if you want to do something for society and you feel that we could do with coming together a little bit closer, go and dig up ABC Radio National's All in the Mind episode on compassion, and have a listen to it. It's a very good episode, and it's entirely relevant to what we're doing in this time to understand of making a better world and trying to bring us all a little bit closer together through understanding each other. That's my thoughts for this 12 minutes past 12 on the 12th of the 12th, on the 12th of December 2012. And it is, as I finish up this recording, exactly 12 past 12.